Welcome to the Bushnell Project, Making Marriage Great. This is John Bushnell, married to my wife for 34 years this next month. We have 8 children, 4 of them now married, 7 grandchildren. And for 30 years, we've been discipling young people, and those young people have gotten older. And so now we do a lot of marriage counseling, a lot of coaching, if you will, of married people, especially young married people. And this podcast is about giving men sort of a 5-minute nugget to make it through the day to help them in making their marriage great. Thanks for joining me today. We're wrapping up the month of October, getting ready to go into November, looking at Proverbs in November. We've been looking at spiritual health. What is your spiritual health like? And gentlemen, as we wrap this up, just to encourage us in the idea that if we really want to make our marriage great, if we want to change the world, the culture that we live in, to be more of a person of God, a man of God, we really need to look at our spiritual health. That's the best way to be a better husband, the best way to be a better father, and the best way to be the man of God that you want to be. So I hope that this has encouraged you in that realm. And as we get ready to go into a full month of reading Proverbs, a proverb every single day. And I think November actually only has 30 days in it. And I think Proverbs has 31 chapters. So somewhere along the line, you're going to want to get ahead by one, or just realize that come December, you'll still have one more chapter to do. But as we get ready to dive into Proverbs, I just want to set it up that I don't want to be legalistic. I just want to encourage us as we read a full book of the Bible in 31 days, reading it one chapter at a time, that we're not neglecting other things, that we are getting the most out of each proverb without missing a lot of great things. So one thing I've discovered about Proverbs and reading through it numerous times is that it's better to dwell on one or two verses than to write down every single verse that hits you. Because in one sitting, one proverb, I may have 10 or 11 or 12 verses that really pop out at me, but I need to focus on one or two of those for the day. I'm going to meditate on a few of those. Now, there may be 5 or 6 with the same theme that hit me pretty hard. I might note them. I might go back at lunchtime and read those verses again, and then again at dinner time, read them again, and then before I lay down, read them again. But I'm also probably trying to meditate, memorize one of those verses. So just to encourage you, the idea behind reading Proverbs is to read it first thing in the morning, and then to highlight some verses you want to reread again and again and again throughout the day, while also focusing on one or two verses, or sometimes even half a verse, just half a verse that you're really going to commit to memory, that you're going to hide in your heart. So to encourage you on that, to get out a notebook and to get out a journal and start prepping it for your Proverbs reading and thinking through, where am I going to read every morning? I'm going to read from this chair. I'm going to have this journal nearby. Here's my pen and pencil. Here's my highlighter, whatever it is that you need. Have that all set up ready to go. Do this ahead of time so that on that first morning, you don't fall behind and then get discouraged. That is how the enemy works. They get you feeling bad about what you're doing, that, oh, look, you didn't prepare or you don't have enough time. And there's always things happening, the little kids, the dog, the furnace, whatever, right? So we are going to get up at 5:30 or whenever it is. We're going to spend the first couple of minutes really making sure we're awake. We're getting our cup of coffee or our bottle of water, whatever it is. You're going to sit down. You're going to open up God's word. We're going to get on our knees. We're going to pray. We're going to ask God for his Holy Spirit. Lord, come in here into this room. Come into my heart. Help me to read your word. Help me to understand what you're telling me out of this word. It's a brief prayer. We're thanking him for the day. I love to use the scripture. This is a day that you have made. Help me, Lord, to rejoice and be glad in it. Lord, this is your word to me. Help me to understand it as I read it. Father, open my eyes to your vision for my day. Help me to see your vision that you have for me today. What ministry, what am I preparing for today? And then we're reading through God's word. And as it pops out to us, we're highlighting it, we're underlining it, and we're writing down one or two of those verses. So I'm excited for this month, guys, coming up in November as we continue to work on our spiritual health and making ourselves better men of God so that our marriages are great. Thank you. Look forward to tomorrow. God bless you.